呗，一点一点肯定肯定喜欢的，
喜欢的那就是什么。
弟兄姊妹平安，我有好好多年没有在讲台上跟弟兄姊妹见面了。
I haven't been able to come here, stand on this platform and greet brothers and sisters for a while.
但是多年来，谢谢贵教会对神学教育的支持。
I want to thank you all of you for your support for the Christian education.
一踏进门来还是一个大惊喜，我不知道黄长老今天在场评分。
It's been a great surprise for me to see Brother Lee sitting down there.
今天的题目又特别难，因为要老少咸宜的一篇讲章。因为我听说今天是一个联合聚会，所以有年轻的，有年长的，要老少咸宜的，特别难讲啊。请笔下宽容，不要评得很太厉害了。
Well, it's been especially difficult today is because I have to prepare a sermon for both the elderly and the young folks.
我要自己操纵，还是您会帮我？谢谢。我们来读一段经文好吗
？Let's read the Bible.
字太小了，我们看一下马太福音一章18-25节是这个圣诞节我们要纪念圣诞救主降生的这一段节期的一个经文。我们请执事会主席帮我们念好不好？因为字太小了，我们请一位来代表服事。我不敢请黄长老，我们请执事会主席好不好？
We're going to read Matthew chapter 1 verse 18-25, and we would like to ask Brother Ken, our deacons to read.
大的要做小的，是，谢谢，谢谢。Yeah, that'll be great.
And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her.Planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translate means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son.And he called his name Jesus.
谢谢，我们请从中文再来。谢谢，谢谢 Ken.
Thank you, Brother Ken. 马太福音一章第十八节开始，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，是。玛利亚从圣灵怀了孕，她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将生一个儿子， 你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。
谢谢。以前有一个人名字叫做Wilmer McLean。
以前there used to be a name a person called Wilmer。
他是生在南北战争的时候。
He was born in the time of the Civil War。
他就决定呢，在南北战争的时候，他两边都不靠边站。
He had made up his mind that he will not be on either side of North or South.
因为他有朋友是南边人，南方人也有朋友是北方人，所以他很难选择哪一方。
Because he has both friends from both sides, and so it's hard for him to choose sides.
朋友就建议他说呢，你最好搬到 Virginia 北方，有个地方叫 Manassa， 那个地方呢是三不管地带，你搬到那里准没事儿。
Therefore, some of his friends suggest that it's better for him to move to the part of the North Virginia, where the town is called Manassa, because over there, nobody is really in control.
This McLean 呢，他是一个做杂货店的啊，现在叫做超级市场啊，超商，非常成功的一个商人，他就把店结束了，就去 Manassa 那个地方买了一个大的农庄，叫做 plantation。他买一个大的农庄，很漂亮，就住在 Manassa。
McLean ended his career as a very successful supermarket owner, and he sold all his possessions and bought a plantation in Manassa.
结果呢，他也没有想到在1861年7月21号的时候，南北战争爆发，那个第一个战役呢，就在 Manassa.
But he never foresee that1861, when Civil War broke out, the first battle was in Manassa.
好，那个第一天的战役呢，就有50,000人参加，然后呢，有一个将军得到一个大的绰号，叫做 Stonewall Jackson.
The first day there were 50,000 soldiers fought there, and there was a famous general.
这个 general 为什么叫 Stonewall Jackson 呢？因为他怎么样也不投降，也不退后，所以叫他躲在一个石墙后面叫 Stonewall。
And the reason this famous general was called the Stonewall General is because he was so stubborn, or he would never surrender, and he stayed behind this great stone wall.
这个 stone wall, 这个石头墙是什么？哪一道石头墙呢？就是 McLean 家石头墙。
And this famous stone wall was one of the walls of this McLean.
这个战役结束了，他家也炸了平地了，因为有一个大炮弹从他家的烟囱掉下去，炸了连 stone wall 都没有了。
And after the war, and his house was flattened because there was a big bomb throw into his chimney.
结果呢，McLean 就痛下决心。他说：“我再搬一次家，搬到 Virginia 北方，叫做Appomattox 的一个地方，三不管地带。我再搬一次，最后一次搬家，所有钱又放那里，再买一块原装。”
Therefore, McLean decided that he is going to move again, and this one will be the last one. So he moved to another northern town in Virginia.
这个地方叫 Appomattox， 如果你 Google 上还有。四年以后，1865年4月9号，南北战争结束了，最后一场战争在 Appomattox。
And 4 years later, when Civil War ended and the last battle, guess where? It's at his hometown.
打完仗呢，这两个将军，一个是 Robert Lee， 一个是General Grant， 要坐下来签停战合约，要找个地方坐下来。
And at the end of the war, both generals from both sides they decided to sit down to sign a peace treaty.
找哪个地方呢？找 McLean 家大客厅坐下来。
So, where should they meet? Of course, the living room of this McLean.
McLean 家呢，签完了，还开了两个半啊，比执事会不晓长还短。开完了，终于开完会，签完字了。大家都很高兴啊，这个历史的时刻，找一个纪念品回家。
Okay.
After, 抓一个纪念品回家。
After they signed the treaty, over two hours and 30 minutes period. I don't know whether that's longer than your deacon meeting or not. But anyway, it's over and they signed the treaty and they decided to have a souvenir.
无论是军官也好，士兵也好，旁边的老百姓也好，每一个人抓一样什么纪念品回家，因为历史时刻。
Because this is such a historical moment, so everybody there, including the general, the soldier, and everyday people, they all want to pick one thing as a souvenir.
从墙上挂的东西，墙上挂的，橱里摆的，到最后桌布，到最后窗帘挂的，家具全搬光了。
So they pick up whatever is on the wall, on the floor, even the curtain, all were gone.
等到这一批人走了， McLean 看他家洗劫一空。
After this, of course, there's nothing left.
McLean 本来想跟南北战争割得清楚，切割清楚，划线划清楚。
What McLean had in mind was that he would draw clear lines.Between the south and the north.
但是南北战争从家的他南北战争从他家的后院一直到他家的客厅，紧抓着他不放。
But the whole span of 4 years of the Civil War started from his back wall all the way to his living room.
好像他哪里都逃不掉一样的。
It seems that he could go nowhere.
好，我们就放在这儿了。
Let's stop here.
我们今天看一看这个圣诞节的这个图画。我特别找一个，不晓得是哪个教会还是哪个电影演的这个剧里头，有一个玛利亚跟约瑟，还有一个小驴子的这个画面。
I've chosen a picture. I don't know where it was from, but it shows that Joseph and Mary with a little donkey.
请问您有没有看过这种演剧或者是电影？有没有看过这种演剧的类似这种？哎，只有一两位吗
？Any of you have seen any play like this？
只有几位，贵教会应该有这种，让青年人小朋友演演看哈，照着圣经演演看。请问约瑟是谁呀
？Okay, it's a shame that only a few of you have seen this. I'm hoping that your church will one day have a play.Like this, so all of you can enjoy it. And I would like to ask you who Joseph is.
我有时候问人说约瑟是谁，我常常听到的答案是小人物一个。
Okay. Whenever I ask this question, the most answer I got was that, well, he's just a small potato.
哎，分得很好。的确啊，我看了这种演剧里头。这个约瑟呢，没什么台词，每次都是赶驴子啊，没讲什么话，闪一闪就过了。
I've seen many times of this kind of play, and it was true that Joseph never got too many lines.
好像在这个整个舞台里头只是一个小配角而已。
In the whole play, he's just a small actor on the side.
顶多就是拍拍客栈的。门一间一间的拍，或者是跪在马槽边而已。
The most he did was maybe knocking on the door of all those inns or kneel down at the manger.
其实约瑟跟玛利亚一样的，在主面前是一个愿意完全献上的人。
Actually, Joseph is such a great person. just like Maria, who would like to submit himself to the Lord.
他在神的救恩的计划里头，一样是一个降服于神的人。
In the great plan of the Lord, well, he is one of the person who will submit himself.
一样是谦卑在主面前的人。
Just like Mary.
一样是拥抱，被忧伤拥抱，也拥抱这位降世为人的救主的人。
He was also one of the person who holds the our little Savior.
我们没有办法一笔就带过这一位人。
We cannot just use one sentence to describe him.
这位清楚摆在我们面前一个做见证的人。
He's surely is one of the great witness.
好，我们今天来看一看他好不好？
Let's take a look of Joseph today.
好，我们来看看马太福音一章十八节。
Let's take a look of Matthew chapter 1, verse 18.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他的母亲玛利亚已经许配给约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
我们看看约瑟怎么样降服于神哈，怎么样在神面前降服。我们就要看一看，一步一步来看啊，约瑟怎么样降服。第一个，我们要先了解到底因为我们会有一点混乱，到底这个以色列人，他们这个犹太人，他们这个婚姻的制度是怎么样的？我们再回头来看哈，犹太人的婚姻制度跟中国人很像哈。
Maybe it would look like confusing, but actually, the Jewish wedding was very similar to Chinese tradition.
甚至再复杂一点。
Well, if we explain a little bit more,
他们绝对分为三部曲。
Their wedding has three stages.
好，我们看下面一章是第一步怎么样？
The first stage,
定亲，
is engagement.
好，他们是父母来定亲。我们等一下哈，定亲是父母定亲的。
Well, the marriage was arranged by parents.
这个美国，我们在如果在学院神学院里面，父母定亲，他们觉得非常奇怪。中国人觉得这有什么奇怪？蛮好的。等我们中间做父母的，越来越觉得不错，这个好。父母定亲。
In most American seminaries, when we talk about parents arrange marriage, most people think it's odd, it's weird. But to Chinese, that's very good.
第二个呢是 betrothal， 就是在希腊文在希伯来里头呢叫做 kedashim， 是中国人很懂的，美国文化很难懂，叫做下聘。
Well, the second stage of the marriage is called betrothing, or in Hebrew is kiddushin, and to Americans this is a weird concept, but to Chinese is we all should be very familiar as a pledge.
这个在犹太更麻烦呢，他们要写合同的。
Jewish people, they even have to have a contract to write it down.
是男方跟女方的爸爸写合同。
From both fathers.
在写完合同以后，在律法上他们是夫妻，但是不见面的。
After they sign the contract, then legally they are a couple, but they haven't met yet.
在律法上，他们要分开的话，只有两个，一个是死掉了，有一方死掉了。假如说约瑟死掉的话，那么另外一方就要寡妇了。好，那么就叫寡妇了哈。一个是死掉，一个是离婚。好，只有两个方法，所以他们是夫妻了，但是他们不见面的。
So legally they are a couple, and they are only possible two ways to get out of this contract. One is one person died, and the other part will be called a widow. But the other reason might be divorce.
好，那这个中间大概隔一年，好，隔一年呢，男方就准备住新的屋子哈，住处，女方呢就准备嫁商啊，这个中国人都懂，一年不见面。
They won't meet in a year, and during this year, the man will prepare the new house for the new wife, and the lady will prepare all the things she needs for the wedding.
好，那下聘呢，多半是送他的牲口，这个很重要，这个是他们的家当哈，牲口，因为他们是种田的哈，所以牲口、衣服或钱。有钱一点的话，三大件都送了。那么这三大件哈，这个下聘不能乱聘的，乱送啊，送几块饼去，没有这种事。牲口、衣服，这个对犹太人非常重要。衣服常常是只有一件的，外面白天穿，晚上当盖被盖的，常常只有一件的，没得换的。牲口、衣服或钱，三大件。
Okay. And so-called the pledge or the deposit, usually there are three big things people will consider. One is cattle or animals, because they are farmers, so they need a cattle to work for them. And second will be clothes. Back then, most people were very poor. They only have one set of clothes. So during the daytime, they wear it out, but at night, those cloths will be their blanket to keep them warm. And the third will be money.
好，主耶稣就用这个比喻，人人都懂的比喻，来讲到他跟我们的关系。我们往下看一下，用 Kedashin 呢，主耶稣说，他就是那位新郎，我们就是新妇。他是用第二个阶段来比喻哈，他说他去预备住处啊，这个犹太人一听都听懂了。他去预备住处，要我们预备好嫁妆啊，嫁衫，等着他来接我们去。他说将来那个婚宴要在天上举行，记不记得那个比喻？他跟我们的关系那么亲密，就是用第二个阶段来比喻。
One of the parables Jesus often used is that.He is the bridegroom, and we are his bride. And from this aspect, we could see that Jesus was describing something that most Jewish people will understand. It's the second stage of a marriage, that he is going to prepare the new home for us, and we are preparing whatever we need for this new family.
这是主耶稣他的聘礼，下聘的聘礼是什么呢？他是用自己的血来下聘的。
So we could see that what Jesus put down as a deposit was his own blood.
好，我们来看第三个犹太人第三步呢，叫做 Huba， 那就是完婚了那天。那么他们的婚宴可以吃好几天呢，不是像我们几小时就吃完了那个酒席，他们一次可以吃一个礼拜的。
The third stage of a wedding is called hupa, and which is the formal wedding ceremony. Their banquet could last for many days.A lot of people would eat there for over a week, not just like us, over a couple of hours, the banquet is over.
所以就有那个主耶稣第一个神迹，酒喝完了，因为喝好几天喝光了嘛，酒喝完还了，所以就新郎很着急了，这个很没面子的事情，所以耶稣第一个神迹就把水变成酒，就是因为喝太多天了，喝光了。
And that's why we have read in the Bible about Jesus' first miracle was change the water into wine, because there are so many guests and they stay there for over many days, and that's why they finished drinking all the wines, and which was a disgrace to the host who couldn't provide enough, and that's why Jesus changed water to wine.To help this newlywed family.
马太福音一章十八节说，玛利亚已经许配给约瑟，还没有迎娶。 玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕啊，我们可以想到约瑟的心情。
As we read from Matthew chapter 1 verse 18, that Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, and before they came together, she was found to conceive a child through Holy Spirit. And we can imagine how Joseph felt back then.
天使已经向玛利亚解释了，可是那个时候约瑟不知道什么事情。十九节上半，约瑟是一个义人。义人的解释就是他的心思意念跟他的行为是配合的。
We know that the angel had revealed this secret to Mary, but Joseph didn't know, as we read from verse 19, because Joseph was a righteous man. A so-called righteous man means a person who will do the things as he thought, as he thinks.
他现在要面临一个危机了，他的清誉要受损了，糟糕了。他可是没碰过这个未婚妻了，他没碰过，因为他们还没住在一起啊，他没碰过。
Joseph is facing a dilemma, and what is his reputation going to be since he haven't came together with Mary, but now she is found to be with a child?
这个媳妇没过门，她怀孕了，要怎么办呢
？How is he going to explain that?She is pregnant.
好，照拉比的律法呢，可以有两个方法。
According to the law of the rabbis, there are two ways to solve this.
一个是公开的宣布说我没有跟他有关系，因为这个是要犯奸淫罪的。他约瑟也可以被控告是犯奸淫罪的。
The one way is that disclose the whole thing publicly, to say that he has nothing to do with this, because according to their law, if this happened, that means they both can be condemned as adultery.
拉比的律法是一个你公开的说我跟这个没关系，哈，小孩不是我的，啊，一个是呢，你找两个证人来。暗暗的把它修掉，就修掉就是离婚，就没事了，就这个 kedushin 就解除了。
According to Rabbi's law, you could do either publicly or divorce her secretly.
这个我相信这个约瑟心里啊，觉得哎呀，真的是又绝望又觉得被 betrayed 了，被。哎，我突然怎么想不起来这背叛了啊！一下觉得背叛了，觉得绝望了，又觉得反正就是又觉得丢脸了，又觉得愤怒了，失望。可是呢，他心里还有一个同情心，说我不公开的羞辱他。
We could understand how Joseph felt that he must feel betrayed and very sad and unhappy about the whole situation, or on the other side, he might have some mercy and think, I can do this secretly, so I will not disgrace her publicly.
所以他就决定说，虽然是我气得不得了，但是呢，我这个清誉要保持住，我就暗暗的找人呢，还是忍口气。把他休了就算了，但是他的行为他要自己负责。
Even though he was sad, but he would like to do it privately, so she will not be publicly disgraced.
好，我们看二十节，正在思念这个事的时候，有主的使者向他在梦中显现说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，你只管娶你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Let's keep on reading to verse 20. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
这个是一个觉知。约瑟本来的心可能是娶个单纯的小女孩，生一打小孩来扩展她的木材事业的。
Maybe Joseph was thinking that marry this young girl and who could have many children and to expand his carpentry business.
可是呢，现在他要做一个决志了，他要跟他这个原来的很舒服、很安逸的生活说再见了。他要做救主的养父，弥赛亚的养父。
But now he had to make a hard decision that he had to give up his comfort life and then to be the father of this so-called savior.
他要走向一个众目睽睽的一个舞台上了，大家都要注意他，他是一个弥赛亚的养父。
And he has to walk on the stage as the father of this Messiah.
从基督降生的那一刻，他还没有发 birth announcement， 还没有宣布这个孩子出来，就有牧羊人来了。过了两年之内，又有这个三个博士又来了，又带着小孩逃亡了，没得好过的日子了。
As we have learned from the Bible, ever since the child was born, before he could make the birth announcement.And the shepherds were there to greet them. And in a couple years, and they were some wise men from the east and offered their gifts. And afterwards, they have to flee to a faraway place.
他在顺服主以前，他在说是的主以前，他是要付代价的。
Before he say yes to the Lord, he has to pay a great price.
我不知道神向你要什么。
I don't know what the Lord is asking you.
但是不要怕。
But don't be afraid.
因为神向你要的，他以自己来代替，他把他自己给你。
Whatever the Lord asks of you, He will provide. He will give Himself to you.
约瑟要答应的话，要说是的，他愿意的话，他要付代价了。
When Joseph say yes.He needs to pay.
我们再看21节，他将要生一个孩子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他将要自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
从这个时候，约瑟就愿意把他自己。生命献上来抚养这个降世为人的主耶稣。
Since then, Joseph have to decide to offer his life for the Lord to take care of Mary and Jesus.
主耶稣不是一生下来就 pre-programmed 了，整个圣经都 pre-programmed 在他里面。不是这样，因为圣经说他是身量跟智慧都一起增长，慢慢长的。
Jesus,
智慧跟身量，对不起，我念错。
Jesus was not pre-programmed to know everything, but as the Bible described, he grew from a little baby to a grown up, grow both.Spiritually and physically.
圣经不是以色列的规的这个习俗是规定的很清楚，从一个孩子3岁到12岁，做父亲的要教他啊，今天做父亲挺好，要教他一技之长、养生之长。如果这个木匠的话，就要教这个孩子怎么样做。木匠支帐篷就要教他怎么支帐篷。好的，所以一个是养生之计，第二个是所有的律法典章，所有的都要教，条例习俗通通都要教会12岁以前。
According to Jewish custom, a child age from 3 to 12 was the father's responsibility, and that's why I want all the fathers today to pay attention. Is that within those few years, a father shall teach the child a life skill to, so when they grow up, they can make a living, just like a carpenter will teach his kids to do carpentry, or whoever is netting the tent has to teach their kids the tent knitting. And other than this, a father has to teach their child all the laws so they can grow up to be a good person.
约瑟是没有受多少教育的人。
Joseph was not a very educated person.
天使也不能天天在旁边教他。
Even the angels cannot stay with him every day and teach him.
我没有办法想象呢，哎，他怎么样教主耶稣这个要成就一切律法预言的？他要怎么样教他律法书、先知书啊？我真是没有办法想象。
I couldn't imagine how Joseph can teach Jesus all the laws and decrees and to prepare him to be this Savior.
这位自己要成为赎罪祭的，你要怎么样教他赎罪的系统呢？
How is he going to teach Jesus to be the sacrifice lamb?
你记不记得耶稣最后埋葬的那位财主也叫约瑟哦？以利马太约瑟，耶稣最后埋葬的那位财主也叫约瑟，你记不记得？
I don't know if you remember.
那个墓穴，那个墓穴是一个很有钱的财主，约瑟的墓穴。
According to the Bible, that the last of
亚利马太约瑟，那个最后的。哎，对对对对对。
So according to the Bible, the person who buried Jesus was also called Joseph.
那个约瑟是套进我们现在的话是最高法院的院士啊，那个是大有学问，对于律法了如指掌的那个贵族的。约瑟为什么不找他做养父呢？他还请得起家教啊。
This Joseph, who buried Jesus, back then he was just like the Supreme Court justice who knows the laws well. Why didn't God choose him to be Jesus' father on earth?
但是神真是有他的主权啊。
As we could see, God has His plan.
神为你我选择了我们的父母跟我们的子女。
God had chosen the parents for us, and also chosen us to be their children.
也为我们选择了我们的父母，也为我们的父母选择了我们。我搞不清楚，反正神有主权。
Yeah, God is in control, so He made the decision. He chose our parents for us.
约瑟的贫穷显出了神的富足。
What we could see is that the lack of wealth of Joseph shows how rich our God is.
约瑟，我看到约瑟的不足显出了神的全能的，约瑟的贫穷显出了道成肉身的卑微，是那样的，他知道我们的所有的困难。
As we see the poverty of Joseph, that reflects how rich our God is.
他能够体恤我们，我们连马槽都没睡过，他睡过，他能体恤我们一切的软弱。
He understands our weakness because he had been through there, even been through the manger we didn't.
他的全智能够彰显出，不是约瑟能，不是他的养父能。教他，而是神能。
From the whole story, we can see that it's not because Joseph, his earthly father, can teach him, but God can.
好，我们再往下看。好
，Let's keep on reading.
今天比较短，我们要收起来了。我们常说，我们遵行神的旨意呢，不是决定我们的条件或环境，而是 看看我们在我们的里面愿不愿意为主摆上。
To obey God's will really doesn't depend on our environment, but really depends on our willingness.
我们愿不愿意说，哎呀，主啊，用我们的庄园，用我们的客厅，用我们的餐具，用我们所亲爱的人，也用我们自己。
Are we willing to say to the Lord, says that, O Lord, please use my living room, my backyard, my estate, or the people around me?
求你介入我们的时间，进入我们的时间，进入我们的计划，进入我们的bank account, 进入我们的事业，进入我们的生命。
Please come into our time, our bank account.And our business and our world.
我从我自己经历里头，我发现，父母哈，我所有的父母很感谢主呼召别人的孩子，不是自己的孩子。但是我们敢不敢跟主说，主啊，我感谢你，你也可以呼召我自己的孩子。
As a parent, we often would encourage others to ask God to call on.Other people's children to do God's work, but can we ask God to call our own children to do His work?
我自己还包括我所亲爱的人
And call me and whoever is close to me.
我刚来北卡，不久哈，可能二零零。几年的时候，我看到 NC State 报纸上这个时候，就在这个时候 ，NC State 的学校报纸上有一大篇很醒目的，他说这个 Christmas card 是写在 Christmas 之前500年，哎呀，很醒目，很特别，我就看了。
I still remember when I first moved to North Carolina, sometime around 2005 or 2006.There was a big ad in NC State's school newspaper, and it shows a Christmas card, and it says, this card was written 500 years ago.
就往下看，他说，500年前有一个先知叫做弥迦麦卡，他就预言耶稣要降生在伯利恒。
And I kept on reading, and it says that 500 years ago, there was a prophet named Micah,And he said that the Savior will be born.
伯利恒不是大城市，是很小的城市。如果预言降生在那个小小的一点，那几率非常小。但是500年前就预言在那里了。
Micah prophet that 500 years ago that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem, which was a very small town.And the probability of choosing the right place as that size is very slim.
还不只是那个预言，上百的预言全部一一的成就了。
Not just this prophecy, there are hundreds of them. They all came true.
他说，愿这一个特别的日子里头，我愿意也成为你特别的圣诞节。你从今天你就来看看。从约翰福音看起吧。
Maybe you could try to write down on a certain Christmas for whatever you want to do, and we'll take a look.
他说愿神自己来彰显他的真理，启示他的真理。
May God show His grace and His truth.
最特别呢，底下呢，虽然将近有120个教授和职员来签名。更难的人，他们底下还写他们的department 是哪一个系里头的。
And on that card, there were over 120 people who signed. A lot of them were professors and their staffs. And they all mentioned which department they work for.
整页的，整页的，他写祝你圣诞快乐，整页的。
And the page of that newspaper shows what they wrote.
我那个时候，我到现在都还没有剪脐带哈，是纽约州立大学的 这个是要杀头的，我是说学校如果有一个这个回教的摩门教的这个或者不是这个犹太教的什么教的，或者是无神论的，他跑去告一状的话，这个教授可能会被解聘的呀。
As we all know that a lot of time if people write things like thisAnd there could be people in that school who they work for may not be a Christian, they might be from other religions. They could sue this person for what they wrote.
但是他们甘愿的献上自己的安逸，献上自己的，舍弃自己的生活圈子，为了要神来透过他们使用他们。成就他自己的计划。
If they got sued, they might lose their jobs. But even though they like to write whatever they believe and offer what they trust.
我看得非常的感动，我说神啊，我可以在这里做什么呢？
And well, I was moved and very touched, and I was asking God, what can I do here?
常常有人问我说，哎呀，这个是神的旨意还是我的旨意，我怎么分呢？我就常常问说，你预备好来遵行神的旨意吗？你愿意付代价来遵行神的旨意吗？
I was often asked, is this God's will or my will? And I often answered them, are you ready? Are you ready for whatever God wants you to do to obey him?
我们常常说我们愿意求神来使用我们，但是我没有什么经验。我说神所使用的生命不是在于经验，而是在于你的顺服。
I was also often asked is, I would like to offer my life, but I don't know what to do. And my answer to them is thatwhatever you can do, it doesn't really depend on your experience. What really matters is, are you willing to obey?
大卫在面对哥利亚的时候，他一个巨人都没杀过。
Before David met Goliath, he had never killed any giant at all.
约瑟在抚养主耶稣这个还是小 baby 的时候，他一个小孩都没养过。
And Joseph, before he raised Jesus, he had never raised any kid at all.
神要用的器皿不是在经验，而是在我们的顺服的心。
Whoever God is going to use, it really doesn't need experience, but depends on your willingness.
马太福音一章二十四节说，约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来。
As written in Matthew chapter 1 verse 24, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary as his wife.
我们常常以为约瑟就像是我刚刚讲的那个故事 McLean 一样的，他毫不起眼的被拉进来，娶了一个不该娶的女子。不是的，他甘心情愿的。
We often thought Joseph might be like a person in the play who were just dragging along, and he was dragged into this whole thing. But actually, it was not. He was willing.To be used by the Lord.
二十四节里头，他真的是付代价了。
As we just read verse 24, he really paid.
他告别了他过去宁静的生活。
He said goodbye to his quiet life.
他放下了自己原是以为义人的骄傲，那种轻欲的骄傲。
He put down his pride as a righteous man.
他放下了自己的计划，自己的梦想。
He put down his plan for his life and his dream.
就像后来他的养子说了耶稣基督以后说了一句话，他说，父啊，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
As Jesus later said, Lord,
Let your will be done, not mine.
有一个名传道人，我很喜欢看他的作品，叫 Larson。他说，每一个人都可以有一个选择。
One of the famous preacher used to say, "Every one of us has a choice."
好，我们再看最后一个 slide。Larson 说，每一个人都有一个选择。他，你可以把整个世界都放在你的肩膀上，或者你可以说，主啊，我向你降服，我把我的生命献给你，我把我的整个世界都献给你。
As Larson said, every one of us has a choice. We could either choose to carry the world on our shoulders, or we could just say, Lord, I surrender to you. I offer my life for you. I surrender my world to you, and I surrender the whole world to you.
你知道我曾经在医院工作，也拿到医院院牧的那个 license。为什么呢？因为只有一句话，我的感动是：人赚了全世界，赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人拿什么换生命呢？因此，我对病人有特别的负担。当你躺下来的时候，你拿什么来换生命呢
？As some of you might know that I used to work in the hospital, and I was the
chaplain.
I was the chaplain of the hospital, and when I work with all the patients, I often remind them about this verse as in the Bible. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world and forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
是学位吗?
Is it our degrees?
是名誉吗?
Our fame?
能换得一天的生命吗?
Can we exchange that for one day of our life?
愿这个圣诞节救主纪念救主降生的节日对你生命也是一个转捩点。
May this special day as our Savior's birthday change your life.
我们请黄长老带我们祷告好不好?
We'll ask Brother Lee to say the prayer.
Submit to your will, and we thank you so much. And we also thank you that at this a few days before Christmas, you have gathered us to celebrate your birth. And we thank you, and let us all be blessed because of your birth 2,000 some years ago. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们谢谢林牧师给我们今天这么美好的信息。接下来是我们奉献的时间，也是我们唱回应诗歌的时间。我们请我们的同工出列。那如果您还不了解奉献的意义，请您让奉献袋从您的面前 pass 过去。好，那我们一起来唱接下面这首诗歌《荣耀归于真神》。
神他成就大事，
神
赐下独生子，献上他生命为人赎罪受害，永生门已打开，人人可进来。赞美主，赞美主，全地领主声音。赞美主，赞美主，万民快乐欢喜，请来接受耶稣，进入父家中，荣耀归主，他已成就大事工，赎罪完全救恩，主宝血功勋，凡信则得永生，神应许世人。要我从罪人真心 接纳主，已经信靠耶稣，避蒙他饶恕。赞美主，赞美主，全地听主声音。赞美主，赞美主，欢欣快乐欢喜，亲爱的主耶稣，进入父家中。祝他一层求大施工，荣耀归于真神，他成就大事，借圣子耶稣我们得到欢喜，至圣至尊荣我主耶稣基督，将来的见主面和蒙大恩福。赞美主，赞美主，全地听主声音。赞美主，赞美主，万民快乐欢喜，请来接主耶稣进夫妇家中，荣耀归主他已成就他施工。
我们一起为奉献祷告。
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐给我们圣子耶稣基督，让我们有这样的一个机会来庆祝着圣诞节。我们也感谢你带给我们一个降服的这样的一个信息，让我们知道我们要在你面前降服于你，让我们的时间精力才华完全被你所用，成就你的意思，不是成就我们自己的意思。我们所有这些奉主耶稣之名祷告，阿们。
我们一起来唱三一颂。
赞美真神万福之源，世上万民都当颂扬，天使天君赞美主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵，阿们。
我们请林牧师我们做祷告。
我愿全能的天父，天上地上永远掌权的耶稣基督，叫我们因圣灵的能力邻里刚强，因着我们的信心，圣灵得以在我们心里内住，天父的丰满充满每一位弟兄姊妹，从今直到我们与主面对面，阿们。